Today is January the 18th, 2022, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. I hope you had a little day of rest honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a man after God's own heart. Well, welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the promises of God, praying those promises, and praising Him using His very word. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only marvelous God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you're the architect of the earth. You are the belt of truth and compassionate to us. O Lord, you're our defender, and you are the exalted one. There's no one like you. You offer us the fountain of living waters, and you're our gentle shepherd. You are our hiding place, and yet you are indescribable. O Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the kind and wonderful God. Lord, you are the leader, the light unto our path, the master gardener, and you even number the hairs on our head. You're the overseer of our souls and the promise keeper. O Lord, you quiet us by your love. You've raised the dead, and you have a sure foundation for us. Thank you, Lord. You are the teacher of teachers and unbelievably gracious, the vine dresser and the wonderful counselor. Your name is extraordinary, and your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. You are the God who is zealous for us. O Holy God, thank you for allowing us to come into your presence to pray over this school day. O Lord, there's so many trials and so many tribulations, but your people want to represent you. Help our ambassadors, Lord, as they seek to love on their schools. Help them to love the children, even the difficult ones, especially the difficult ones. Please give us a double portion of the ability to love them. And Lord, help us to love our colleagues who don't love us. Help them to see that there's something different about us, Lord, that you may be given all the glory. Oh, Lord, I thank you for all the administrators. That's a pretty lonely job. Help them, Lord, as they do their best to keep the children safe, to keep the teachers and all of the staff safe. But Lord, without you, it's a fruitless effort. I pray for all those educators, all those administrators who are Christian, that they will pray on campus and seek your face. Lord, I pray for all the paraprofessionals. Bless them in the hard work that they do each and every day. They are loved. Oh Lord, we ask a blessing upon this day that all are good to each other and kind and gentle. We praise you and thank you for these gifts. In the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are reading through God's promises. Our promise for today comes from 1 John. The Word of God, 1 John 3, verse 2. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. The Word of God, 1 John 3, verse 2. Oh, praise God for His encouraging word. And now, my friends, let me pray this beautiful promise. Our Father God, we are your children, Lord, who love you immensely. We are made in your image, which is far from our ability to truly grasp. But you sent your Son to show us the way. When he returns, we will see him in his fullness. You have given us this incredible promise that we may be like him. Lord, we cry out for mercy that our students will see this gift and that they would respond with praise. Oh Lord, we lift up our colleagues who do not know you yet, that they will come to see you and your promises sooner than later. Thank you for giving us such a hope. We pray in the incredible name of Jesus. Amen. My friends, I have a sunrise image card with the promise written across it for you, and it's a pre-dawn picture, so it's just before the sun is coming up and the sky is lit up with the light of the world. It's beautiful. You know, we're talking about God's image, and it just reminds me of a verse that just cracks me up. I think it's the funniest one in all of the Bible, and you can find it in Luke 24, and I believe it's verse 41. And it was when Jesus appeared to them with his new body. It's amazing to me. And it says, "And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, 'Have you anything here to eat?' They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them." And that, dear friends, was Jesus with his resurrected body. We have a great master and an amazing hope. And now, my friends, I wrote you a little note about this particular promise. And I also wrote it as a prayer. So we're going to pray again. Dear Lord, thank you for making us your children. It is with great anticipation that we long to see you at your coming. Help us, Lord, to live lives rich in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Help us to lean on you for everything, because in the end, we will be like you. Oh, during this journey, help us to grow in our relationships with our colleagues and with our students. Teach us to number our days, that we will treasure them all to your glory. We love you and proclaim this joy in the unmatched name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We have said the promise. We have prayed the promise actually twice. And now let's praise God using the word of God. Our praise for today comes from Psalm 148, verse 2. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. And that praise is Psalm 148, verse 2. Now, there's two things that we always do on Around the Word in 180 days, and that is to remind you of our 1:16 p.m. prayer and to read our daily devotional. Let us begin with the 1:16 p.m. prayer. That is a corporate prayer, a very private one, where you do not bow your head or close your eyes. You just have a breath prayer, a heart prayer, and it can be anything. It could be that reminder of whom you serve. It can be a cry for help. It can be a gasp for joy and a prayer of thanksgiving. But we do have prompts each day, and they are not necessary. They're just for a little variety. And for today, on January the 18th, we're going to be praying that the students see us as ambassadors without using any words. And so that is who we are. We are there in a foreign nation, so to say, without being able to speak the language. And yet they can know that we represent the High King, because there's going to be something different about us. Let's pray for that opportunity today. And my friends, if you forget that prompt, no worries, just pray. And we pray at that crazy time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Please turn your alarm back on today in case you turned it off for Martin Luther King Day. And now let us read our daily devotional. These are posted each school day at ceai.org. That's Christian Educators' main website. And if you ever have a particular one that you really like and want to share, that's the best way to do it. Just grab the website and send it on to one of your colleagues. You can find them at ceai.org. Go to the left-hand column, look for resources, and you'll see it in the list, Daily Devotionals. Our devotional for today is written by Dan Elliott. He entitled it Strong and Blameless in the Lord's Love. The prayer. Lord, please help me look to you today for the strength I need. Amen. And the scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 8. He will keep you strong right up to the end, and he will keep you free from all blame on the great day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. Sometimes I feel doubtful of doing something that is before me. I don't think I can follow through or that I have the strength to do it. It may well be the case, but when God calls me to a thing, I can count on the fact that His strength will ever be with me to help me get it done according to His ways. We might hesitate to undertake a task in the Lord because we fear that we won't do well enough to please Him. But what God wants from those who love Him is simple obedience. The quality, if it is our best, is not the issue. So there is no blame to be feared when one follows the Lord. When others are being sent away, we are going to be embraced because our obedience in receiving and remaining true to Christ as Lord. I pray your day is filled with a new sense of God's strength flowing through you into the lives of others. Oh, be confident, trust in Christ. And Dan's signature scripture from Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. Lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other's faults because of your love. Always keep yourselves united with the Holy Spirit and bind yourselves together with peace. And that, my friends, was Strong and Blameless in the Lord's Love, written by Dan Elliott. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of our promise for today from 1 John 3, verse 2. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. Oh, Lord, great God, we can't wait to see that day. When Christ returns, every head will bow and every knee will bend and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. What a gift. We can hardly wait. And yet, Lord, while we wait, will you help us? Give us the strength to love. Give us the strength to care. Give us the strength to be kind and to represent you well today. We thank you and look to you for all things because you are the way maker and the promise keeper. Lord, we love you and ask in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. And now, to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.